without space, there couldn't be time, because there's nothing that time would have to time.
There's no space for time to be in?
Right.
As you're saying?
And without time, there wouldn't be space.
Oh.
I don't think. Why? I mean,
it'd
how would you
frozen.
Know there'd be space there?
It'd be frozen.
Ugh.
My name is Richard Lewis, and this is Fire, Fire Burning Bright, the third in a series of six programs about how and why we create poems. We hope to introduce you to the inspiration and excitement of poetry, and the many ways we are all part of a long tradition of poets who, from the earliest of times, have sung, spoken, and written about the great concerns of our being alive.
Time is only in your mind, right?
No.
It's not. I mean, without your mind, would you know what the watch said? Would you know what it meant?
The voices you are listening to are a group of students at the Louis Armstrong Intermediate School in Queens, New York. They are talking about time, one of the themes which poets from many different kinds of cultures and backgrounds have used for their poetry.
Black. A sound of nothing in the air. No time. Time comes slowly, silently. You can't smell it. You can't see it. Time is creeping out of nothingness, changing a world with darkness into a world with meaning.
Time. The beginning of time was smaller than the smallest dot. The beginning of time was a freckle on a face. We don't know when time began. You'll never know.
One of the ideas that philosophers have always argued about has been on the nature of time. How it began, what it is, and will it ever end? We can't really see time, but we certainly can experience it. Yet our experience of time varies from person to person, and from culture to culture. Poets have always been intrigued by time, in part because it is so elusive, and in part because time is in the very texture and substance of poetry. The Greek poet Simonides, who lived between 556 and 468 BC, in a poem entitled Passage of Time, wrote this.
1,000 years, 10,000 years, are but a tiny dot. The smallest segment of a point, an invisible hair. It says, 1,000 years and 10,000 years, compared to how long that it will be and it was. It's just like a segment that, it gives you, I guess, a good feeling and a bad feeling.
Yes.
The good feeling is that you still have a lot of time. But you could just imagine when it fills up, then that's a bigger feeling.
And what if we could, like the Spanish poet Federico Garcia Lorca, in a poem entitled Pause of the Clock, live within time itself?
I sat down in a space of time. It was a backwater of silence, formidable ring wherein the stars collided with the 12 floating black numerals.
One thing I think we can be sure of is that time, in its infinite variety, can somehow be measured. In the last poem, Lorca spoke of the 12 floating black numerals, reminding us of the mathematics that denote time on our watches and clocks. In this poem by David, he makes another division for us.
Time. Time is the past. Time is the present. Time is the future. Time is the aging of human beings. Time is the aging of the world. Time is in between ages. It is ages. Time is the past. Time is the present. Time is the future.
David says that time is in between ages. It is ages. The very word ages is born of a feeling for what time is, a process by which all things, ourselves included, change and inevitably get older. Yet, how do we describe this process so that we can capture the subtleties of an experience in a specific and evocative way.
A tree, how it starts off as a seed in the ground, in the earth. A tree, how it then grows as a tiny straight twig. A tree, how it shoots forth branches and leaves, growing taller and stronger, bigger and longer, reaching for the sky. A tree, how it creates fruits and flowers and drops seeds of life of other plants. A tree, how it finally withers and dies, but not before other trees start the process of life.
Taking the tree as a symbol of how time moves, Rick has written a poem which even in its rhythm seems to be imitating the motion of time as it divides its effects into ages. In this next short poem by Susan Morrison, who was 11 years old, another attempt is made using an element of a tree to describe this process of time and its ages. The poem is read by David from our workshop at the Louis Armstrong School.
Hours are leaves of life, and I am their gardener. Each hour falls down slow.
Poets have always been fascinated with describing the effects of time on ourselves and others, such as this poem by the 9th century Japanese poet Tomonori. The cherry tree blossomed. Black was my hair. I laughed and danced with girls young and fair. The cherry tree blossomed. Gray was my hair. But the blossoms were youthful everywhere. The cherry tree's still a thing of delight. While a laughing god turned my hair to white.
An old man is thinking of the time that has passed, thinking of the memories that have lasted, of when he was young. But now time has taken over him, and he is tired and old.
The rocking chair. Mother brought it for you when you were only 3. You used to sit there all day and rock back and forth while you watched the birds outside the sill. But now there are no birds. The sill has been empty for 3 years. Why have you stopped rocking? All night I think about this question. I watched you grow as if you were my own daughter instead of my sister. I loved you very much and still do. I sit by the window every day, waiting for the chair to rock. Just once, if it will rock, the birds will come back, and my heart will be relieved for eternity.
Poets have also reflected on the briefness of our lifetime. As in this ancient poem of the Aztecs in Mexico. Could it be true we live on Earth? On Earth forever? Just one brief instant here. Even the finest stones begin to split. Even gold is tarnished. Even precious bird plumes shrivel like a cough. Just one brief instant here. And what is our lifetime made up of but a series of moments we lodge in our memories?
Moments passing by quickly. You don't realize it's there, but it is. Time is always passing by. It never ends. It passes by quietly. It may haunt you at any moment. It is carried along in the cool breezes. It never, never stops. Time is everything. It gives the world meaning. It brings night and day. It is a part of life that will last forever. Without time, flowers wouldn't grow. No one would have patience. Time allows the oceans to run by, nature to grow.
Time passes like a breeze. It just goes on. We don't know how. It passes like a breeze. What would happen without time? What would happen without time? It passes like a breeze.
And the memories we have of moments often find their way into poems, almost as if we, in defiance of time itself, have invented, through our expressiveness and imagination, something which can describe the fleetingness of moments for others to experience. When William Shakespeare, the great English playwright and poet, said, "Yet do thy worst, old time. Despite thy wrong, my love shall in my verse ever be young," he is challenging the power of time with the power of words to linger and stay with us long after the experience has vanished.
Time splinters into space. Even though it is everywhere, time has time. Time is so small. A bit of time moves space, and another bit comes back in. Time disappears, but it is replaced.
One of the most significant discoveries in the 20th century was the relationship between time and space. And the poem you've just heard by Jimmy addresses this relationship beautifully. Yet the argument about the nature of our experience of time continues.
What do we need time for?
You need time.
No, we don't need time.
Bobby, you're thinking time as 4:46. It's a time.
No, time is
okay, you said, okay, you said day and night, okay?
Yeah, but still,
did you say day and night?
Yes.
What's the length between day and night?
Oh, my sun, my moon, where are you rising? Where do you give light becoming morning? To that bay I will go. Oh, my sun, my moon, as long as you are there, I weep in this growing darkness, waiting in so much night. Oh, my sun, my moon, where do you give light becoming morning? By that bay, by that ridge of the mountain, I will return, I will return.
When I was young, every day was a beginning of some new thing, and every evening ended with the glow of the next day's dawn.
In the poems we have just heard, the Quechua Indians of South America and the Eskimos of the Arctic are discussing the nature of time. So, each of us is moved to use poetry to make sense of the flow of time around and within us.
Time is just there. We know it's there. It's everywhere around us. We can't affect it, but it can affect us. Time goes long, but stays there. Time is moving, but it's still there. Time is like a dream. The dream is moving in your mind, but you cannot control it.
This has been Fire, Fire, Burning Bright, a co-production of the Touchstone Center and Radio Arts Productions, New York. Recording directed by Charles Potter and mixed by David Rapkin. Fire, Fire, Burning Bright was written and designed by Richard Lewis. This program was supported by the Queens College Center for the Improvement of Education in the Middle Grades, the New York Council for the Humanities, and the TDK Corporation.
Time lets music finish. Time allows a note to go to another. Time is that and much more.